It's nice once again to welcome in Macy Levin, the Aglet Theater Company. They have a production coming up very soon, as a matter of fact, April 28th at, of course, Sheffield, Massachusetts, Dewey Memorial Hall. Welcome in, Macy. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you.
So now, it's when I saw this, I investigated it. This is a very, very interesting reading that you're going to be presenting, These Shining Lives. And this is based on a true story that is somewhat horrific.
Correct. Back in the 20s, women were hired by watch and clock factories to paint the numerals on the dials. And the way they did this was they put a thin brush into their mouth to make it sharper, and then dip it into radium and paint the numbers, and they did this hundreds of times a day. And, of course, what happened, at the time, actually, people thought that radium was a cure-all for everything. But, of course, it wasn't. And what happened to these women, as you said, or you use your word, is horrific. The central character in the play, at one point, in real life, she could be talking and her teeth would fall out. She could be talking and a piece of her jaw would fall out. Suffered terrible cancer. Another woman had her arm amputated. Terrible, terrible things happen to these people. Now, these things don't happen on stage. There's dialogue about them. The situation is discussed. And not only is the play about what happens to these women, but there are other levels of it. It's about the woman's role in the workplace, and how they made very little money in comparison to men, how they got the menial jobs. And it's also about corporate power. And for a situation that occurred back in the 20s and 30s, is very relevant today.
Well, I was going to say, when you take a look at the storyline here, and then just update it to let's go from the 20s to the 30s to the 40s to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on up.
It's ongoing.
It's absolutely amazing how it's maybe not in the exact same measure, but that measure is still being dealt with by women today, and also minorities who work in these major factories.
Correct, yeah. It's a universal play, regrettably.
So let's talk about who's in this and who the characters are.
Okay, well, it's a cast of six, and there is one woman, Christiane Olsen, who has the lead. She plays Catherine Donahue. The other actors play multiple roles. And these people are, actually, we have several people who have never worked for us before, and I'm very pleased about that. We have Darren Bayer, and Barbie Cardillo, Annie Considine, Luke Haskell, and Alex Petrova. The four women play the four women who are central to the play. And again, the play is historically correct. It uses all the correct names, all the correct historical references. There's some fiction going on in the relationships, but still it is based on fact. Some of the actors play the husband of Catherine, play doctors. Two of them play her son and her daughter. There are no costume changes. It's all done by way of acting. And the first part of the work, it's relatively lighthearted because the women are going to work and having a good time and creating relationships. But then, as they start becoming ill, they start questioning what is going on, and then ultimately they end up in the courts. So the actors, it's a virtual ensemble work. The only one who has a single role is Christiane, and she does a wonderful, actually they all do wonderful jobs, but she holds it together because that's her responsibility.
Now, how'd you get Darren Bear to act? It's funny. Darren Bear got my son Jake Hutchings convinced him into acting in readings like this in college. And I used to go see Jake at Assumption doing these type of readings. So what role does Darren play in this?
Well, Darren, he acted in something for us a number of years ago, and he directed something for us a number of years ago, and he just showed up at auditions. And I would meet him at the transfer station. We talked for a while. So he just showed up, and he plays. He's the character. The actor has the most of the multiple roles. He plays the doctors. He plays the son. He's doing wonderful things because all of them are different. So Darren's a very good actor.
Yeah, he's a multi-talented guy.
He is, and he used to be the football coach at Hoosie.
Well, he's a people person. That's the great thing about Darren.
Yeah.
I find that, you know, with most of the people that I've come in association with Eglin Theater, that you have actors, but you have also actors that are people. They're people, and so when you're in the small setting that you have, people relate to what they're doing even more.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why it is, but we always cast nice people in our shows. They're pleasant, they're outgoing, they're cooperative. We've never had any kind of major argument with anybody. This includes the things that I've directed and all the things that Tom Grunewald has directed and other people have directed. For some reason, people who work for us, I'm going to be somewhat immodest. The attitude of work starts from the top.
Yeah.
And if the director is efficient and low-key and does not yell and throw things, the cast is comfortable.
Well, once again, These Shining Lies, April 28th, Dewey Memorial Hall. The shows will be having doors open at 1:30 and 7 p.m. And the shows, of course, run at 2 and 7:30. Discussion follows. There'll be complimentary beverages and refreshments. And once again, people can get tickets at the door, but if they want to get tickets in advance, how do they do that, Macy?
They can go to Eglin Theater at Comcast.net. That's theater with an R-E. Or they can call 860-435-6928.
Once again, one day but two shows, the 28th of April. These Shining Lives, once again, shows at 2 and 7:30. 860-435-6928 or Eglin Theater at Comcast.net. Macy, thanks for joining us again today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Marshall. You take care of yourself.